The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
I enjoy your music so much, and I think it's wonderful the fun that you get out of it.
Hey,
you got lost.
Again.
One, two.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with another great episode of your finest 60s underground garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia podcast. It's Retrospect, episode 467, and we got it underway with a band called originally The Human Beings, ending in a GZ, became The Human Beings from Youngstown, Ohio. One hit record, 1968, called Nobody But Me. Now, that began 64 as their premieres. And they did lots of covers, including The Yardbirds, Them, The Who, Bob Dylan, and more. We had Evil Hearted You, released as a 45 on Elysian Records in 1966. Backed with The Who's My Generation, why did we start with Evil Hearted You? Well, this episode 467 is entirely covers, which of course so many 60s garage tracks were. So stay tuned, lots of cool stuff this episode. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Right, let's get into more covers. This one on A Square Records, June 1968 release. From a band called The Old Exciting Scott Richard Case. Now that band name came about by shortening Scott Richardson's name to Richard, using guitarist Steve Lyman's middle name, Case. However, this band had a falling out with their manager, who subsequently released an unreleased track that we're going to listen to and credited it to the old exciting Scott Richard Case, as opposed to simply the Scott Richard Case. The band did go on to shorten their name to SRC and also performed as Blue Scepter. So this one, the old exciting Scott Richard Case, from 1968, this is a cover of The Pretty Things, Get the Picture.
I ain't gonna quit ya.
Hi, this is drummer Rick Sorcy from the original Cave Dwellers, hailing from Chicago. You're rocking to the Garage Punk sound with host Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock and roll!
You wanna know why I'm not true? What's wrong with you? Nothing's wrong, girl. You're feeling so tough. Just one girl for me, and that ain't enough. Ha! I gotta love them all, babe, not just a few. Gotta love them all, girl. That's what I got to do. Oh, yeah. Talk about that. So fine, I won't be happy till I make her mine. I gotta love them all, not just a few. I gotta love them all, baby. That's what I got to do. Oh yeah, talk about girls.
I'd like to begin with a fact, a simple yet shocking fact. It is this: a flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children.
Oh yeah.
cool covers. The old exciting Scott Richard Case with Get the Picture. Then we had the Chocolate Watch Band, track they're really well known for. Let's Talk About Girls off their 67 album No Way Out. Let's Talk About Girls, originally performed a year earlier by The Groads. Followed by The Village Outcast, off volume 21 of the Pebbles series, but also released as a 45 on Echo Records, out of Newark, Delaware, 1966. That's a track called Under the Thumb. Of course, the Stones under my thumb.
Rock and roll music is the main weapon of our attack for open sex on every street corner in the next 5 years, because it is the most effective thing we have.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Carrying on with the cool covers. This one's on Thumbs Down Records. From 1966, band out of Centralia, Washington, active from 65 through to 1968. They opened for The Doors and The Grateful Dead. I've chosen an A-side from a 1966 45, cover of The McCoys' Sorrow from The Poverty Five. Picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook.
She's got long blonde hair and her eyes are blue. The only thing I ever get from you is sorrow. Spending all my money, you're out there playing your high class game. Sorrow, sorrow. You never do what you know you oughta. Something tells me you're the devil's daughter.
Impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex.
Hey, yo, where you going with that gun in your hand? Something, man. I said I'm gonna find my wounds.
Pornography and sex deviation have always been with mankind. But now consider another fact. Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity, the teachers of unnatural sex acts, had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
You must be mounting what you need to think will last. And whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. You understand your orphan with his gun. Crying like a fire in the sun. Look out there, saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, you better use your sense. And take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed beggar from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling under you. And it's all over now, baby blue. Leave your stepping stones behind, something calls for you. Forget the dead you left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door. It's all over now, baby blue.
A major factor that makes youngsters prime targets for this filth is the natural curiosity of youth about the mysterious force of sex.
Four tracks out of the States, all covers and fitting with the theme of this show. The Poverty Five with Sorrow top of the set. Then one of the most covered tracks in the garage scene, Hey Joe, is done by The Here and After, a band that eludes me. The track came off Lows in the Mid-60s, Volume 54, Cosmic City Part 2. The Here and After with Hey Joe. Then a cover of Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, also pretty widely covered. Off his Bringing It All Back Home album, released in March 1965. The version we had from The Four of Us. Now that's taken from Best of the Hideouts on Hideout Records, mono LP, released 1966. Cool cover of a Dylan track. What a good idea for an upcoming retrospect episode. Finally, The 49th Blue Streak on MBM Productions. Out of the States, 1969. That's a 45. The A-side was Hendrix's Fire. We took the B-side, Hendrix's Foxy Lady, from the 49th Blue Streak. Heading out of the States straight after this.
A lot of different groups. United States, Canada, Mexico. I'm not happy about that.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here's a band out of Montreal. Formed by Jürgen Peter in 1965, together until 1971. They are The Haunted. While since we've had them on the show, usually I play that track 1-2-5. This time, the B-side of their third 45 on Transworld Records from 1967. Canada's The Haunted, with a cover of the love track, A Message to Prison.
Thank you. Gray.
Phil 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 Gray's retrospect.
It's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Thank you.
we've got that set underway with Canadian band The Haunted, cover of Arthur Lee and Love's A Message to Pretty. Then a band called A Wild Uncertainty. Instagram and Facebook, you'll find photo and information. They're from the UK, performed at the Marquee Club in London, released a single, A Man With Money. The Who, of course, did that track too, although it's an Everly Brothers track. They were managed by Andrew Luke Oldham, who also managed The Stones. So A Wild Uncertainty, off a comp called The Planet Records Archive, with a cover of The Who's La La Lies. Then a little preview of our Global Garage set, which is coming up. The Banana Crew, covering Jumping Jack Flash. Who were the Banana Crew? Well, members included Giorgio Moroder, legend of early electronic instrumental music. It's off a compilation called Schlager Moroder Volume 2, 1965 to 1976, double CD, released in 2013. So as I understand it, Giorgio Moroder, a member of this fairly obscure band called the Banana Crew, the track comped on that greatest hits of Giorgio Moroder material. As the Banana Crew, they also did Moni Moni, the Mighty Quinn, as well as Jumpin' Jack Flash. So interesting novelty out of Germany. A little bit of a foretaste of what's coming up straight after this.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Right, Global Garage for the rest of this episode. Here's a band called I Cucciola on Vedette Records out of Italy, 1967. The B-side of their debut 45. A-side, La Strada C'è Cieco. This is Tu Non Sai. Yes, The Who's. The kids are all right.
Tu non sai capire quel che dico a te, non vuoi guardare quel che è dentro in te, perché tu non lo sai, sei diversa e non vuoi ascoltarmi così, sempre tu resterai, sempre tu resterai. Sapere cosa pensi tu, ormai scordarti io non posso più, perché tu non lo sai che il mio amore vibra nel mio cuore per te, finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai. Tutti i giorni penso a quel che eri un dì, ora sei cambiata e non mi parli mai. Non sai capire quel che dico a te, non vuoi guardare quel che è dentro in te, perché tu non lo sai, sei diversa e non vuoi ascoltarmi così, sempre tu resterai, sempre tu resterai. Vorrei sapere cosa pensi tu, io non posso più, perché tu non lo sai che il mio amore vibra nel mio cuore per te, finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cranick. I'm chilling out in Rarotonga listening to Retrospect.
I thought you listened to my reason, but now I see you don't hear me. To make you see,
what it's got to be. Yes, it's alright.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nothing.
Come on. Ah, yeah.
Oh, nothing
for me. Things could work out just like I want them to, yeah. If I could have the other half of me, yeah. You know I would like it if I own a pearl. Yes, yes, yeah.
Oh, nothing.
I tell you the lie, but don't get feeling this way. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nothing.
The problem is graphically illustrated by these advertisements, all of which were clipped from this one copy of a single girly magazine. In these, as well as in all the other groups of magazines, the rawest materials can be ordered through the United States mail.
Thank you. it is only for idiots.
On s'est aimé une nuit. Souviens-toi de nos mille folies. Mais ce bonheur c'était trop beau. Il a fini dans un sanglot. Ah ah baby, il va pleurer là. Donc es-tu parti? Il va pleurer là si. Ginger red virgin, she is the queen of all the teens. She is the one that I know. She is the one that loves me so. Ibapelula, she is my baby. Ibapelula, I don't mean maybe. Ibapelula, she is my baby. She is my baby. Ibapelula, my baby. Ibapelula, tu es ma douce amie. Ibapelula, tu me reviens chérie. Ibapelula, et tu me souris. Ibapelula, si, ma bébé, si, ma bébé.
There's four global garage covers. Icucciola out of Italy got us underway with two non-sai. Then Teddy Robin and the Playboys. Picture and information up on our Facebook and Instagram. Out of Hong Kong, English language pop band fronted by Teddy Robin. Cover of The Small Faces, All or Nothing. Then out of Sao Paulo, 1965, together through to 1969, formed as The Rubber Souls. They appeared on TV in Sao Paulo. 1966, they debuted with their cover of The Stones' Paint It Black. Also covered tracks from The Turtles and Light My Fire by The Doors before The Doors had released it. We had another cover, second for this episode, Orange Skies by Arthur Lee and Love by Brazil's Baobass. Then wrapping the set, the band that I argued in a public presentation a couple of years back now, you may have caught it on our Facebook, the band that were the absolute origin of punk rock, according to me, your host. Les Bluesons Noirs, forerunners of the French punk and DIY scenes, Forced Exposure magazine / website had this to say: an ultimate testimony to adolescent rage and the spirit of rock and roll. These eight songs by Les Bluesons Noirs, the Black Jackets, are essential to understanding what rock music is and what it should always be. Determined, primitive, and wild. Originally from Bordeaux, Les Bluesons Noirs seem to have bought their instruments the morning of their recording session. The singer sings out of time, the drummer is feverish, and the guitarist a total whack. Nothing is repressed with Les Bluesons Noirs. Their enthusiasm and carefree attitude are such that the songs are delightfully exuberant, and they are indeed. So two EPs released in 1961 and 1962, but get the same photo on the front of both sleeves. Maybe it's the only photo that exists of the band. So Special Twist, 7-inch EP, 1961. Special Rock, 7-inch EP in 1961 or 1962, depends on the sources. Eight tracks in total, really cool stuff out of France. We had Bebop-a-Lula. Other tracks done, Eddie Swabon, which is Eddie B. Good, kind of interpretation of Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Good, and a couple of Johnny Halliday songs. So Les Bluesons Noirs, awesome stuff.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Squeeze out one out of South America. From Colombia, Los Yetis. Formed as a vocal trio in 1965. Signed by record company Discos Fuentes, with a bunch of other Colombian artists, they got together and recorded tracks for an LP called 14 Youth Impacts, which got a lot of promotion in the media. Recorded their first LP of their own, simply called Los Yetis, in 1966. This is the Los Yetis, the cover of Mary Mary.
Yo soy tuyo, Mary Mary, yo soy tuyo, quiero ser. yo quiero ir contigo. Siempre quise ser tu amigo, tú nunca fuiste fiel conmigo. Mary, Mary, no me dejes. Algo quise ser por ti, pero nunca fuiste así.
That's it for this totally cover versions episode of Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed the selections. So many more covers in the Retrospect collection. Maybe I'll do another episode next month. Anyway, leaving you with an instrumental on Amadeo Records out of Austria, 1967. The band is called the V Rangers, the V standing for Vienna. Released 5 singles and 1 LP on Amadeo Records. This one is a 45 from 1967. The B-side was Henry Mancini's theme from Peter Gunn. The A-side, not instantly recognisable, but once it gets going, you'll know it. It's widely covered by garage bands. This is the V-Rangers with Batman. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me for this week's Retrospect. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It was not a great job.